Dear friends, welcome to this week's Virtual Drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Lech Lecha. And in Lech Lecha we read of the journey of journeys. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzach. Hashem tells Avram, go, leave your land, leave your birthplace, leave your father's home, and go to a place that I will show you. Ela aretz asher araka. I'm not telling you where, I'm not telling you what, I'm not telling you when, but go. And this was a journey of incredible destiny, a journey of self-discovery, a journey filled with belief, with emunah at every step, at every stage. And the journey itself evolves very quickly. Avram gets to Canaan, then has to relocate to Egypt because of famine. In Egypt, Sarai is taken. Avram Avinu is made very wealthy. And then I want to focus on that, on an episode, a fascinating episode that occurs after his return from Egypt. Avram has a lot of money. He's very wealthy. His nephew Lot also has a lot of money, a lot of livestock, a lot of material wealth. And the Torah says, "Vayhiriv bein ro'ei mikne Avram bein ro'ei mikne Lot." So the Torah says, this is in Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 13, verse 7. There was a dispute, an argument, between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. The Torah, Rashi HaKadosh points out, what was the issue? The issue was that Lot's shepherds were not as meticulous and scrupulous and were allowing their animals to graze on other people's lands. The shepherds of Avram Avinu rebuked them. That's not what we do. That's not how we conduct ourselves. Be mindful and be careful and be respectful of the property of others. Well, this escalates, and Avram approaches Lot. Vayomer Avram el Lot. So, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, chapter 13, verse 8. Avram says to Lot, "Al not tehi meriva beini ubeinecha. Let's not fight. Ubein ra'ayo bein ra'echa. Between your shepherds, my shepherds. Ki anashim achim anachnu. We're mishpacha. Anachnu mishpacha achat. We're one family. Let's not have machlokis." And Avram Avinu essentially says, "Listen, Lot, you go your way, I'll go my way. You choose where you want to go, and I'll go the opposite direction. You need me, I'm here. You need assistance, you need help," as Lot does just a little bit later on in the midst of a regional war, "I'll be here to help you. But otherwise, you go your way, I'll go my way." Just a fascinating discussion in family dynamics, how sometimes the best way to keep shalom in a family is a little bit of distance, not the ideal, but sometimes shalom requires us to do less than ideal things. So Avram Avinu, those words, "Al not tehi meriva beini ubeinecha," let's not fight, "ki anashim achim anachnu," we're brothers, we're mishpacha. And the Shlach Kodesh makes such a beautiful and amazing observation. The Shlach Kodesh says that the pasuk doesn't read right. The pasuk is written in the feminine, "Al not tehi meriva." Now we translate it as "let's not have machlokas," riv, fight, but meriva is written in the feminine form. Asks the Shlach Kodesh, it should be written, "Al not tehi riv." There shouldn't be any fighting. Masculine. Why "al not"? And now, again, the translation, right? The meaning is the same. Avram is telling Lot, let's not fight. But the Shaila asks the Shlach, the question is, why write it in the Nekev on the feminine, "Al not tehi meriva"? Rather, just write it, "Al not tehi riv," masculine. And the Shlach says something absolutely amazing. I quote you, he says, "Ella, kikvar hischil riv ben aroim." Remember again, this is not a preemptive discussion that Avram Avinu is having with Lot, but rather, again, the fight had already begun. Right? As the pasuk just told us before, there was already machlokis vayhi riv bein ro'ei mikne Aram bein ro'ei mikne Lot. There was already a fight. There was already machlokis between the shepherds. And says the Shlach Kodesh something amazing. So when Avram comes to Lot, what is he saying to Lot? Lachin amar Avram, leman Hashem yafsiku divrei riv, velo yolid, kederech hamachlokes shetamid ose pri umisrabe. The Shlach says something amazing. You know what happens with machlokes? Do you know what happens with fighting? Fighting multiplies. Machlokes multiplies. Machlokes constantly increases. Machlokes has a perpetual snowball effect. What may start out as a relatively small contained disagreement, if left unchecked, could snowball and can escalate into a feud which can last generations. So Avram says to Lot something amazing. Lot, my beloved nephew, our shepherds are already fighting. So we are at an impasse now. We have a choice. We could de-escalate and stop this, or we could do nothing and it will continue to increase and multiply. Writes the Shlach HaKadosh, "Al zeh amar anot tehi meriva lashon nekeva." That's it. Avram Avinu uses the feminine form of the word fight, meriva, not riv, but meriva, ki isha hamoledes primi pri. He uses the feminine form because just as a woman is privileged to birth children, a woman is privileged to bring additional life into this world, So Machlokes does the same thing. Machlokes often starts in one thing, and then it just continues and it multiplies and it reproduces over and over and over again. He says, V'day bo zeh shehischil hariv. Avraham Avinu says, okay, the machlokes started. Let's not reproduce it. Let's not escalate it. Such a tremendous and beautiful exchange. And by the way, when you understand it in this context, now I also understand why it's in the parasha. Avraham Avinu models for us so many things in the realm of interpersonal relationships. And here he's telling us, Lot, the fight has begun. Anat tehi mariva. Don't let it become a fight, a further fight. Feminine, like a woman gives birth. Don't allow this fight to reproduce. Don't allow this machlokes to reproduce. Don't allow it to continue to escalate. Let's shut it down right now. And Avraham Avinu, through the lens of the Shlach, teaches us two dramatic lessons. Number one, in the realm of interpersonal relationships, we have discord in our relationships, we all do. Whether it's in our marriage, or whether it's with our children, or with our parents, or with our friends, or with our co-workers, machlokes is often just a function of interpersonal dynamics. That's what happens. So sometimes you don't necessarily have a decision about whether or not machlokes could occur, because machlokes sometimes just occurs on its own. The decision I do have is to escalate or to de-escalate. So the machlokes has begun. And right, how many times I see this play out all the times in Shalom Bayis. Husband and wife have a disagreement. And you know, there's that moment where you could say something. You could say something, and it is such a good line. It's so good. It's such a zinger. It's such a good, and it's gonna, the other person's gonna be speechless, and they're gonna be like a deer in headlights, and it's gonna be fantastic, and I'm gonna win, and it's gonna be great. Only one problem. If you say it, it brings the machlokes. You'll feel good for about 3.2 seconds. And then afterwards, you're gonna escalate the machlokes to a totally new level. Life, shalom, is, yes, part one is the avoidance of machlokes. Knowing what to fight about, what not to fight about. But sometimes we make the mistake and we start fighting. And other times, it's not me who started the fight. I know everybody likes saying it wasn't me who started, but sometimes legitimately, it's not me. It's not me. I didn't start it. Maybe I didn't start it. But I don't have to fan the flames either. Avraham Avinu teaching us such a profound lesson. In order to create a sense of shalom in our bein adam lechaver, in our personal relationships, don't escalate. Find the koach to de-escalate. Anat tehi mariva. Don't allow your machlokes to reproduce, but be the kind of person who is the de-escalator. No matter how angry you may be, no matter how upset you may be, disappointed or disillusioned, resist the temptation to escalate. Resist the temptation to pour fuel on the fire. Resist the temptation to bring the machlokes to the next level. Avraham Avinu was right. Avraham Avinu could have given Lot such a mishaberach, right? He could have given it to between the eyes. Who are you? Who are you? I could have written this for Avraham Avinu. What is the matter with you, you little ingrate? I plucked you out of obscurity to Haran. You came with me. I'm your surrogate father. I took care of you. I loved you. I took you in like a son. I protected you. I brought you to Egypt. All of your wealth, everything you have, to the last little sheep, is because of me. A chutzpah. Who do you think you are? That would have been a great speech. And Avraham Avinu would have gotten his point across, and Lot probably would have been shamefaced for a couple of minutes until the whole thing would have escalated again. Avraham Avinu, the gadol of de-escalation. The gadol of saying, okay, maybe I'm right, but I don't have an interest in taking this machlokes to the next level. Instead, I'm going to stop it here. I'm going to stop it here. And we're going to de-escalate it. But this yisod is not just true in the realm of interpersonal relationships. It's also true even just ben adam liatzma in our own lives. A lot of times we make mistakes. All the time we make mistakes. And sometimes when we make a mistake, whether it's with a behavior, whether it's with an approach, whether it's with a particular midah, so we kind of get into the rut and we keep on doing it over and over and over again. Well, just because I've made a mistake doesn't mean I have to escalate it, and doesn't mean I have to reinforce it, and doesn't mean I have to keep doing it over and over. Just because a mistake has been made doesn't mean that I've sealed my fate to go down a certain road. Even if a mistake has been made, I could de-escalate this. I could bring this back down. Anat tehi mariva. Let us not fight in the feminine, right? Let us not fight in the reproductive way. Let's not fight that way. It's not just the din between me and my fellow Jew, but it's also between me and myself. Don't escalate internally. Don't make things worse. Don't double down on the personalistic mistakes. Okay, I made a mistake. I made a wrong turn. I made a bad decision. Okay, it happens to all of us frequently. But don't escalate it. Stop it where it is. Mitigate and manage the damage. And then pivot in a different direction. The godless, the greatness of de-escalation. Al notehi mariba. Avraham Avinu chooses his words very carefully. Doesn't use the masculine riv. Uses the feminine meriva to show Lot that we are at a pivotal moment here. We could take this further, or we could de-escalate. Baruch Hashem, and to Lot's credit as well, Lot also agreed to de-escalate. Avraham and Lot part ways, a little bit of distance kept the family together, and Avraham Avinu successfully shows us how to navigate interpersonal discord and interpersonal machlokas. Find the courage to hit the brakes. Find the courage to stop. Don't allow the machlokas to reproduce, but rather again, de-escalate in our relationship with ourselves. Just because we make mistakes, we don't have to perpetuate it. We don't have to continue it. We don't have to reinforce it. Al notehi mariva. Don't let there be a fight in the feminine, reproductive, between me and myself. But even if I made the mistake, stop it where it is. Recalibrate. Go ahead and take a step back. Pivot in a different direction and chart a different course. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.